The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Live, we are talking transportation here so far tonight with a humongous $120 million boondoggle happening in, or proposed to happen in Albuquerque. That's been the source of some of your phone calls here tonight as we have listeners tuned in to us live on Kiva down there. Of course, you can also call in and bring up whatever's on your mind here tonight. That is why we call the show Free Talk Live. We had started out with the intention of talking about Uber and the huge lawsuit that they've now settled in California. We discussed the suit a few months back, and we're going to get more into that here in moments. This was going to be, if it went through and if the people who were suing Uber were successful, this would have been a landmark lawsuit in a real bad way, because it would have taken all of Uber's drivers, their independent contractors, and it would have turned them into employees, basically nullifying the idea of an independent contractor.
Sure.
Which is a real scary concept. We're going to get to the details on why that was, what were the terms around the settlement. We'll give you that. But first, Straight Razor is on the line, and he's in Texas listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Straight Razor.
Hey, what's going on? So I'm actually calling about Uber because I was, you know, looking at some new stuff going by about their firearms policy.
They have a firearms policy, and what is that?
It has supposedly changed to no firearms for passengers or drivers.
Ooh.
And that puts, you know, as you know, in a libertarian mindset, it kind of puts you in a conundrum, because they are a private entity. But at the same time, this is my vehicle and my safety. And most of the time, I actually openly carry my firearm whenever I'm driving, because it's on my hip and nobody ever notices.
Yeah. So, this is the thing about open carry that I just don't think people notice it very often.
I see people notice it. I've been open carrying the last few weeks.
You carry yours in a different way than most people do. You've got it sort of like in the front, where, you know, like this sort of quick draw system, that sort of thing. A guy who carries it just aft of the midsection, right on there, just above their butt, their glute there, it often doesn't get seen. Men carry all kinds of things on their belt. Really, I carry my pager from the fire department. I've got a few other things, and people just don't notice that stuff.
Yeah, that's all dependent. I grew up in North Carolina, where open carry is, I started open carrying at 18. Obviously, I couldn't buy the firearm, but I was given a firearm that I could carry. And as long as you aren't acting funny, a lot of these videos where people are in confrontations about it, you know, they've been hanging out in the parking lot for 3 hours. You know, that's kind of odd. Like, why are you doing that? But if you just go in and get your stuff and act as a normal human being doing normal human being things, then generally there's not a problem. But what, like I said, this is, you know, an issue for me, because obviously this is what I've been doing ever since my previous occupation fell through. And I really don't want to adhere to that, because things can get very dangerous very quickly whenever you're picking up random people.
Yeah, this is unfortunate, and it kind of brings back the old question. We've had a similar discussion before about, you know, a business owner that you typically would walk into restricting firearms. So there was a bar here in Keene. It was actually run by a self-proclaimed libertarian, where we would have Social Sundays, our weekly gathering event. They're closed now, but we had it there for many years, and they had a no-weapons policy. And the big question was, well, can they really, you know, is it a violation to go in there and conceal carry anyway? Is that like some sort of contractual violation? Should a libertarian feel bad about retaining their right to defend themselves, even within an establishment that would prefer that you not do that?
Right. So if you've got the right to concealed carry a weapon, and you can, you know, walk into a building that has a sign up that says no weapons, why are they doing it, I guess, is one question that you might ask. Well, maybe they really are philosophically against weapons. Maybe they're just covering their butts. base.
Or maybe they have a certain customer base that feels uncomfortable and they don't want them to feel uncomfortable.
Well, here's the thing is that really if you're worried about a customer base, then why even take a stance on it unless you're trying to make a statement? Why wouldn't you just do like a lot of companies do today? Whatever state law is, that's what we're going to abide by. That's a much, much easier way to avoid, I guess, you know, frightening people, even though I think that's incredibly ignorant, frightening people with a firearm in an area that they don't, you know, where it's already against the law. That's, it's just, it doesn't make any sense. And I would say that my personal protection would come above what Uber is saying. Like I said, it's my property and everything else. I'm simply using them as a piggyback system to reach other riders.
Well, and also so, you can look at it this way. I think that I agree with you that you should be able to protect yourself, especially considering you're in your own car and you're not even using their own, you know, Uber's not providing you with a vehicle or anything like that. I think ultimately if you're willing to pay whatever the cost is, you should be willing to take that risk and go ahead and continue to carry your gun. Whether you want to openly carry it or not would obviously increase the risk that something's going to happen. But in this case, the cost would likely be you'd be terminated. I suspect that there would likely not be a suit by Uber, like, oh, you've done X amount of damage to our business, and so we're going to sue you for the money that we paid you over the time for. I mean, what are the odds that's going to happen? Seems pretty slim. Likely, if they get enough complaints, or even one, or however many it would take, if they get complaints from somebody saying, straight razor, my driver was carrying a gun, and at some point that will likely result in either you being talked to or you being terminated, eventually you being terminated. I can't see it would go any further than that. So if you're willing to accept that as a possibility and you want to keep driving for them, I would say, you know, go for it.
I do have this comment, though. Having spoken to some Uber drivers, I spoke to a woman who in New Orleans who was an Uber driver, and I asked her sort of, you know, there weren't very many female taxi drivers when I drove cab. And the reason is, I suspect, is because it's just, as a taxi driver, you get into some uncomfortable situations. It's one of the reasons.
Drunks and
yeah, it's one of the reasons I stopped driving at night. I just didn't want it. I got propositioned far too many times for far too many weird things. And I just didn't like it anymore.
By men.
And women. And all kinds of strange things happened to me.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want any more of it.
It was
She said that she felt comfortable because the people who used this were sort of, they were, you know, they knew who they were.
They're rated.
Yeah, they're rated. The customers are rated. Why would, I guess my question is what makes you think you need a gun in this particular instance? She didn't feel like she needed it. She felt like she was safe. And there's lots of drivers that are female that drive for Uber.
Well, what makes you feel that you need a firearm in any area then is what I would ask. Because you're not carrying a firearm, or I personally am not carrying a firearm because I think I'm going to get jumped or I think I'm going to get killed. I'm carrying a firearm because there's always that possibility. There's always that possibility that someone would want to do harm to someone else. And
maybe not even one of your customers. It might be someone who doesn't like one of your customers. It might be some random carjacker.
Well, it may be some random situation on a sidewalk that I'm driving by on the way to pick somebody up. So I see that as, okay, so now I'm making a decision to be unprepared to help someone. And you know, I try to help as many people as I can. So if I'm going to be unprepared for that, then I feel like that's something that I don't want to do. I want to be prepared for the situation that could be at hand.
I would love to hear from some more people as far as how they feel about, you know, this contract violation here. Because remember, when you're dealing with these corporate contracts, it's not the same as like a contract between you and a human being. Uber can go in there.
There's no negotiation
Uber
on this.
Uber can go in and change the contract anytime they want to, and all they have to do, in most cases, I haven't read, you know, the details here, but in most of these sort of corporate contracts, there's a term that says, well, we can change this, and either we don't have to notify you, or we do have to notify you. It's usually one or the other.
Well,
and
see, they notify you, but whenever they notify you, usually, so it'll say, okay, you have an app update.
That's right.
Usually happens once a week. I'm sure you've driven before. I'm sure you've seen it.
Yep.
Well, what it'll do is take you directly from that update to the, hey, click in the box here and agree to all of the terms.
the new terms.
So
yep.
if you do not agree to all the new terms, then you can't use the service. So it's almost like it's almost like being terminated on a weekly basis.
thanks for the call. Well, you are an independent contractor, so they can certainly terminate you whenever they want. Appreciate it, Straight Razor. Keep us in the loop about this as well, if you don't mind. 855-453 is our toll-free number, Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-718-3929. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-718-3929. That's 1-800-718-3929. 1-800-718-3929.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, for the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It appears that Uber has settled their lawsuit with the plaintiffs in California. The complaining parties claiming that they wanted to be treated like employees rather than and given benefits, basically, rather than independent contractors who are responsible for their own selves. We'll tell you more about what happened there because Uber has settled the case. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can also bring up anything you want to discuss here on Free Talk Live. And 'tis the season for Sherry's Berries.
We were just talking about them.
They, because people talk about Sherry's
they
Berries.
They do. They're noteworthy.
They're remarkable, I believe would be.
Yeah, that's a good term for it. Remarkable.
They're delicious. Huge, fresh, juicy, delicious strawberries dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness. The ones with the chocolate chips on them went super fast, Mark. I could not hold on to one for
you. The dark chocolate ones. I can appreciate that. They're attractive, delicious. Thank you so much for the ones I got. I wasn't here when they arrived, and I was just delighted.
If you're not there the day Sherry's Berry shows up at your door, you might not get a Sherry's
Berry. This is the thing you need to understand about buying Mom Sherry's Berries, is that Mom's going to start shoving Sherry's Berries in her mouth, and she's going to forget you exist. They're that good. You better double your order for $10.
Yeah, that's a fine idea. In fact, you can do that with also use code FTL. That way they know that we sent you there at berries.com. What you do is go to berries, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right hand corner. Type in code FTL like Free Talk Live. And of course, this is a limited time Mother's Day offer. It's happening. Of course, Mother's Day is coming up next week. So make sure you order now at berries.com and use code FTL. And don't forget to double your order of berries for just $10 more. Again, the berries start at just $19.99. So go there, berries.com, use code FTL. As we go to Tom in New Mexico, listening to Kiva in Albuquerque. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, great. Go ahead, sir.
Just real quickly on this Albuquerque thing. I live in Albuquerque, and this is all about legacy and political lining of pockets. And I'll give you a couple stunning economic reasons.
Just to clarify, for what you're talking about for listeners just tuning in, you're talking about the boondoggle $120 million proposed 8-mile-long so-called rapid transit bus that they're proposing. Go ahead.
You got it. And that 8 miles covers basically, it's essentially a retail commercial zone.
Mm-hmm.
And 98%, maybe more, of the people in Albuquerque are not within walking distance of that bus line. So that means that anybody that wants to go there is going to have to drive down there. And if I say, and I want to go to an Italian restaurant with my wife, I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to just drive to the restaurant, maybe have a nice dinner, maybe have a glass of wine, and I'm going to go home. I'm not going to ride that bus. Now, the other thing is that thousands of people will be compromised in terms of their daily livelihood of working at these service places of business by this project, which is going to take a couple years at least. Now, the government is talking about loaning some money to these businesses as sort of a bridge between now and then. But think about it. So now
sounds like a terrible idea.
Let's loan the businesses some money.
You know, their business is compromised, and now they've got to pay the government interest payments in order to sustain their business. And
and pay property taxes on top of that, right?
And
so,
pay property taxes on top of that.
If they wanted to help these businesses out and they're going to push this thing through, they should waive property taxes. Okay, guys, look, we know it's going to be tough for you to get by this 2 years. How about you don't have to pay property taxes if you're in the construction zone? That might actually make it a little more palatable, but then, as was pointed out, even if they do go through with this project, there's going to be almost no lanes left for people to actually drive in, and so it's going to be impossible to get down this route in the future.
They're trying to make this into basically a tourist trap, right? I mean, this is a tourist zone. And I'm not saying the towns don't need tourist zones. I'm just, it should be a little more organic that people want to go there. Because I would suspect there are probably some oil change places, some gas stations, different kind of strip malls and that kind of thing that are along this. Because it's currently a car thoroughfare, right?
Well, it is. And it actually, it's not a tourist trap. The really,
not now.
Well, and it won't be, because they're talking about old monuments and stuff. I mean, they're using that as kind of a legal argument. But the places where people go as far as tourists are like the Old Town area, or they go to the Balloon Festival. Nobody goes there up and down that area. Very few people as far as tourist people. And let's fast forward 3 years. It's 3 years from now. Okay, it's 2019. Now, it's going to be, and there's going to be two lanes, one eastbound, one westbound, and this big honking thing in the middle. What if a guy gets a flat tire? What if something stops? So now parking is hard enough. So now I decide I'm going to go have Italian food tonight. Do I want to go downtown where I'm going to have a hell of a time finding a parking place? A lot of parking is going to be gone. Or am I going to say, you know something, there's an Italian restaurant that maybe is not as quite as good as that place I used to go, but it's in a different part of town. I'm not going to have a problem, you know, navigating around trying to find a darn parking place, so on and yada, yada, yada. So it just, guys, this is absolutely about legacy, about people wanting to, 10, 15 years from now when they're retired, to talk about this thing that they built. And it's about political gamesmanship, where money
sounds
is
right,
allocated to New Mexico because of voting trends by senators and House of Representative members. Hey, that happens. But it is the worst of politics, because this money has come, it's crass money, and it's not practically used. So this project, the vast majority of Albuquerque people will never use this thing. They don't use the current transit rapid system. I mean, what they really need to do is to improve other aspects of infrastructure, or maybe help us get a few more policemen. We have one of the lowest police ratios.
Yeah, but you don't get $120 million out of the federal government if you do other projects.
You're right. So it's all about legacy and political gamesmanship, and it's the worst example of it.
And there's nothing else. That's what governments everywhere do. So Albuquerque isn't special in that way. It's just you're the one we found out about tonight. Hey, thanks for the call, Tom. Thanks for the analysis.
Welcome,
I appreciate the info. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. There's no reason why a similar, you know, multi-$100 million whatever grant might not become available to your town to put one of these boondoggles in.
And this is one of those situations where the people who support this support it vociferously, and it can be very difficult. It is very difficult to convince a person whose paycheck depends on one of these boondoggles that this boondoggle is a bad idea.
Right.
So there's some construction people in town at the major construction place who are like,
they support it.
This is a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
The politicians, the construction guys who would be involved in the project, and maybe a few people who would ride the bus.
Every boondoggle that we currently have, you can show the math on why the government has failed at this particular program or whatever it's done, and people will defend it because somebody's got a job. Somebody's got a job doing this. They've got a family. You can't fire them.
Even though somebody might have lost their job because businesses had to close for the two-year time frame or whatever that this thing takes to put together. It might even take longer than that. Remember, governments love to go above and beyond their original estimates time frames. Look at the Big Dig in Boston.
Right, no doubt. That's why I keep on mentioning here is this is going to change in this circumstance. This is going to change the whole complexion of this strip. It's going to change it from what it is today.
Yeah.
And the businesses are going to need to change. That means businesses are going out of business.
Our
and new ones will start.
Tonight, for you, if you want to join us here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD, at store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, whether it's Uber settling their huge lawsuit out in California with some of their angry drivers, or the boondoggle, the $120 million planned boondoggle in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which could be coming to a town near you, this so-called rapid transit bus, where they're going to get $100 million or so from the federal government for the program, which will basically destroy what remains of Route 66. We'll tell you more about that. You can also join us with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
Are you fed up with the same old thing in Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Do you feel like the political establishment could use a disruptive force? Then the Trump the government with a Trump dollar that expresses your distrust of politicians and the corrupt U.S. political process. The Trump dollar, a symbol of America's resistance to the same old warlike government and a model for a new peaceful monetary standard to make America great again. For just $5, you can get a gorgeous copper Trump dollar. At TrumpDollar.us, you got to see them to believe them. And these things are gorgeous. Hair and all. TrumpDollar.us. They do a good job with this hair. TrumpDollar.us.
You should get one and put it in like a pendant that you can wear around your neck.
That's what I need.
Show your support for Trump.
I imagine it's heavy, sizable. Clunk, clunk against your chest.
It'll always remind you he's there.
Right, if you keep him close to my heart.
Let's go to Russ in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amar. Hey, Russ.
Yeah. Hey. I think I got a system where they can't spend all the money except for on roads. Now, what you do is you petition together, which represents at least 5,000 people. You take it to the city council and ask for an ordinance to be put into place so that the money cannot go to the general fund. It must go into a special fund just for the roads. And if they want to push their project through, which I really don't think they do, most of the people don't like it. People I've talked to said they don't like it.
Wait, you're talking about Albuquerque? Oh, just because people don't want it doesn't mean they're not going to put it through. Governments will do what people don't want them to do because it's in their financial interest, and they don't care what you think.
Yeah, but if you've got an ordinance that's in and it says they can't spend any of that money that they bring in for anything other than the roads, they can't.
Well, then why would they put that ordinance in?
Because the people would petition for it.
Can you do that in Albuquerque? You can petition for a local ordinance?
Oh, that's right. You can.
Huh. All right. Well, then maybe you should try that. I know there are several hundred petition signatures.
All I need is 5,000 signatures of a registered voters, and it doesn't matter whether they're Democrat, Republican, or whatever.
Well, you know, it's not undoable to get 5,000 signatures. If you've got about $5,000 to spend, professional petitioners will usually charge you about $1 per head, per signer. Russ, there's right now a website, I don't know if you know about it, savert66.org. They've got a petition up. They've got about 400. But that's not a in-person, on-paper kind of petition, which is what you'll need to get. Good luck with your project, and thanks for the call tonight. Yeah, that's interesting. I did not know that there were places where basically city ordinance could be proposed by petition.
Surely there are.
I guess it's believable that there are. I'd never heard of that.
A lot of petition stuff goes on out west. Their governments are just newer.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So Uber has settled the lawsuit. Their lawyer, the lawyer for the plaintiffs in the case, Shannon Liss-Riordan. What's it called in a civil case? It's like complainants or something like that? It's not plaintiff. There's a term,
plaintiff. Yeah, you can bring it.
I thought that was usually in criminal cases. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
I think it's in civil.
Anyway, the attorney, it says here over at therideshareguy.com, when Lyft settled its employee misclassification lawsuit last month, a lot of people thought the lawyer in that case, Shannon Liss-Riordan, was setting the stage for the bigger battle with Uber this summer. Turns out they were wrong. Uber announced this week that it has settled the employee misclassification lawsuit in California and a similar case in Massachusetts. The attorney, Ms. Liss-Riordan, was actually representing the plaintiffs in both of those cases, and I didn't even know there was a case against Lyft. Apparently there was. And it appears that we're now headed for a settlement. It would be an understatement to say the settlement came as a surprise to the blogger here at therideshareguy.com. He says, this is the last thing I was expecting in this case, since there was a lot of money at stake, and the implications would have a sweeping effect on the entire on-demand services economy. The result of the settlement only applies to drivers in California and Massachusetts, however, and here is the detail. Drivers will remain independent contractors and not employees.
You knew they weren't going to move on that subject.
So this was the big, the crux of the argument of the suit in the first place, was that these drivers were complaining because they, a variety of different things, but overall that they feel like they're not getting paid enough, and on top of that, they're not getting any benefits as well because they're just independent contractors, and so the company, Uber, is not responsible for anything about them besides adhering to the contract and paying them as they say they're going to pay them for the services they provide. And these people are, they want to have their hand held, they want to be taken care of, they want to be babied, and so they were suing Uber over this, saying, well, we believe that you are employing us, and you're not actually treating us as independent contractors, and so we're going to sue you now and try to turn everyone who's ever driven for Uber into an employee in California, which could be extracted on a larger scale to affect the entire
destroy the whole business model.
Right. And so, yes, you were right, Mark. Uber was not going to move on that one, but they decided to settle the case because, usually settlements are cheaper than going through years of appeals and having to pay whatever attorneys fees.
Not that the government cares particularly, because, it's not their, they're not spending their money on the lawsuit.
Uber will pay $84 million to the plaintiffs in the cases. A second payment of $16 million will be awarded if Uber goes public and the valuation increases by 1.5 times the December 2015 financing valuation within the first year of an IPO. Uber will introduce a public policy that, for the first time, will explain how and why drivers can be deactivated from the Uber platform. And Uber will create a drivers association in both California and Massachusetts. Uber will also fund these associations and meet with them quarterly.
They have a union?
That sounds like some sort of thing that will be like a union, but maybe not exactly.
Yeah. Well, it'll be a union at some point.
They will meet with them quarterly to discuss the issues that matter most to drivers, which, again, will only apply in California and Massachusetts. So that's pretty much a summary of what this particular settlement is going to bring to Uber. They're going to pay out $84 million to these plaintiffs. So it worked out pretty well for the plaintiffs in the case. I don't know how many of them had ended up signing on board with the case. They had said that there were over 160,000 or something like that. Maybe it was even more than that, of people who had driven for Uber in California over the time frame in question. And so every one of them would have been able to join the case. But how many of them actually did, I'm not sure about
that. Hard to say, yeah.
So we don't know how much dividing up that $84 million will receive. But I imagine
suffice to say the lawyers got very wealthy.
Yeah, I imagine she's going to be doing the best of all of them. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And all Uber and Lyft are groundbreaking, radical notions of just sort of destroying the old paradigm and simply moving people from one place to another. It allows somebody to share their car and give a ride to somebody else. What's so wrong with that?
It's a great idea.
When the money changes hands, the government gets involved. And people are like, oh, no, not enough money's changed hands. And then somebody who, you know, made a deal said, yep, I'll be happy to work for that much money to do this much work. Then later, somebody starts wagging dollar signs in front of their face. Yeah. And they're like, you know what? I've been cheated. Well, you made the deal.
Well, and another question is, now that they've settled this suit, is that going to mean that they're going to face more suits in the other 48 states?
Yes.
I imagine,
and around the world.
Yeah, I imagine some of these states don't have the same laws that California and Massachusetts do.
Around the world.
There may not be the same standing in all of the other 48 states, but I suspect you will see more attempts. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free here and you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our toll free number is 855-453. Uber has settled the lawsuits. Apparently there was a version of it over in Massachusetts as well. But the one that we had heard about and talked about previously was the California one, which had they lost the suit, if it had actually gone to court, it would have been devastating for their business model. Instead, it's not as devastating, but they are going to be paying out an $84 million settlement to the drivers who had sued them. And a few other points, we'll tell you more about that. You can join us here toll-free at 855-453. It's Ian and Mark in the studio, and let's go to the phones first. Bill's in New Mexico listening to Kiva. Hey, Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
So how much do you know about Uber yourself?
I'm actually an Uber driver, so I know a little bit about it.
Okay, so do you know about how once you sign up, when you're in the sign-up process, they give you an average estimate of your earnings? What they told me was going to be around $20. It wasn't. It's about $8 an hour. And that is driving a lot. Number two.
No, I don't recall that.
Don't they give you the peak times and that if you stick with the peak times, you get the higher rates?
Yep, they do give you the peak times. And then when they tell you that your car, if it's beyond a certain year and a certain model, you can qualify for Uber XL. So you sign up that car, and then they tell you, no, the only car that qualifies is a car with six or more seats. Which car has that? Most of them not. Who's driving Uber in a Suburban? Nobody. Hmm. And your car smells like ass after five customers, so your car is taking a lot of beat up, a lot of wear and tear, and they don't compensate you for any of that, and they are paying you $8 an hour. They also, if a customer calls and they want to go a block away, Uber sends you that signal, and you go pick them up, and you make a whole $2 to drive for 5 miles to get them and two blocks to get them to where they need to go because they can't walk there. So there's a
lot of... That's true
of
taxi cabs, too. Let me ask you about, do you know how far a customer is going to go? Because I don't know that answer. I mean, do they give you a destination or just a pickup point?
They give you a destination, okay. But... By the time you get there, it's like, or sometimes people don't come out for 10 minutes and you're sitting there and Uber is not paying you for that time.
That's a reality in a taxi cab, too. I drove a cab, and you know, those are all things that cab drivers deal with.
A taxi cab clicks the flag as soon as they get to a destination.
I would argue that point. The customer is not going to get in the cab if the meter's running. You've got to get them in the car.
My issue was that you said that Uber drivers had to be babied by the government or babied by somebody, and that's not the case at all. Uber is taking advantage of them, and there's a reason why they settled, because they know that. They know they were going to lose.
No, you're not being taken advantage of, because you can walk away anytime you want.
Well, yeah, you can walk away from a $5 an hour job, but if you have to feed your family, you have to stay in it.
There are plenty of other jobs out there.
Uber is taking advantage of their customers.
It sounds like whining to me.
They're not employees. They're contractors. They're people that contract to do it.
Right. There are people who've actually used the fact that they are an Uber driver to market their other business. I remember reading a story. Thanks for the call tonight, Bill. I appreciate it. I remember reading a story about somebody who was actually making like handcrafted jewelry, and they would use their car as their sort of mobile showroom.
Showroom, yeah.
So they had figured out, hey, I'm meeting all these new people all day. Maybe I should do something else besides just pick them up and take them somewhere if they're willing to talk. You know, not every cab customer wants to have a chatty ride, but a lot of people do, in my experience, my limited experience. Mark, you probably drove for longer than I have as a cabbie. But, you know, you're meeting people. You're talking to people. And that's a time in which you could do more than just talk about the weather. You could tell them, hey, I make jewelry and here's my display case. And then, you know, at the end of the ride, they might buy something or they might take your business card, look on your website, and buy something there.
So being taken advantage of is simply a perception, right?
Yeah,
like
sure.
So
he feels like he was lied to.
Right, and if you're getting $20 an hour because you take the peak times, then, you know, that's accurate. But maybe you're only getting 3 hours per week. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, what a surprise some company out there might, they put their best foot forward. If you drive more hours, the rate per hour is going to go down. If you drive 18 hours a day, you're going to be covering a lot of hours when people aren't using it, sitting around not doing things. Now, you can do other things while you wait for the rides. That's certainly the case. You could sit at home if your house is centrally located and get the rides that are within your area while you sit on the computer and do some work or whatever it is you need to do.
Sure.
But if they were paying twice as much, charging people twice as much, because it's not about what they pay, it's about what they charge. They're charging people twice as much. Some percentage of people would still feel like they're being taken advantage of. Then, if they charged four times as much, still a smaller percentage of people would say they're being taken advantage of. There's always some percentage of people that feel like they're taken advantage of. Those people need a different job. And
they'll find something to complain about there, too.
There's always complainers, too. Maybe, that's what it comes down to. I'm not saying those people, they need the right job for them because then they'll be happy. Maybe they need to work for themselves. Then they can complain about customers. Because believe me, I work for myself and I'm going to complain about customers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's not perfect. As you pointed out,
world isn't.
Right. A lot of these issues are issues that cabbies have suffered for decades with, you know, flaky customers or whatever. And Uber has actually put into a policy to where if you go to a pickup and the customer cancels and it's, you know, you actually wasted your time going there, they'll give you a little spiff. So I've seen that happen.
I don't know that cab companies do that.
No, I don't think they do. And there's also a cleanup spiff that you can get as well. So if somebody hurls in the back of your car and you can prove it, you know, like take pictures of the hurl, like this is what I had to clean up and here it is clean. And you send that into Uber and they send you, I don't know what the amount is, but they send you some sort of cleanup fee. These aren't things they have to do. They would still have drivers who are willing to just do it all. They'd be willing to clean it up for just part of the job, you know, cost of doing business. But they do it anyway because they know it happens and they know that it is something that it makes it worthwhile to do.
And when it comes to pricing's a difficult thing to figure out. There's all kinds of psychology and research behind pricing, and that's what we're talking about here. When we're talking about wages, and this is not really wages because they're not employees, but talking about the pay given to contractors, you're talking about the price of labor. And when it comes to pricing, what essentially it's supposed to be, because the business wants to pay zero or one penny per hour or whatever, and the working party, the employee, the contractor, they want to get $100 per hour.
Sure.
Just call it that. Now, the rest is settling. So where are we willing to come? The thing is, it's supposed to be, a price is supposed to be painful for both sides. It's supposed to be more than the company is willing to pay and less than the customer says to themselves, I'm willing to.
I don't know if I agree with you. It's supposed to actually feel like everybody got a good deal.
Well, it's not going to be that way. Mm-hmm. Not when you're dealing with people on a long-term basis.
Okay.
Right? I mean, it's got to be painful on both sides, essentially. Because if you feel like, oh, yeah, this sure is a sweet deal, and the other side feels like this is a crappy deal, then you don't have a good number.
Well, the best number is where both sides feel like it's a good deal. If you're buying that hamburger, you feel like it's going to fill you up, and that's much more worth the dollar or $2. And the business thinks, well, it's more, much
what
more worth
the wages
to get
the guy flipping the burger.
I don't know. What about him?
In all likelihood, you're dealing with either somebody who's unhappy with their job as a burger flipper.
Gotcha.
and wishes to do better in the world.
Sure.
And this is why we have gigantic buildings in the world, because somebody wanted to build a building that was a little higher than somebody else. People are motivated to get more.
Yeah.
They want more. So that burger flipper says, I need a little more in my life, so I'm dissatisfied with this. So of course, the manager of the burger flipper has to listen to the burger flipper complain while he's figuring out his life, to the point
manager's
that he
saying,
can
I don't get paid
more.
Enough to listen to this
right.
crap.
Get out of here, kid. You know, this is ultimately what it comes down to. Sure, the customer gets a great price on the burger. They get a burger they want. The business is selling a burger at a price that they find acceptable. But the guy on the inside, the one who's working, this isn't generally, you're dealing with somebody who's dissatisfied with their job, somebody who loves their job, the person who was born to flip burgers, or somebody who's just kind of mentally ill, right? You know, so like, I sure do love this. Yay! Let me give everybody a hug. You know, God bless those people. Mm-hmm. They're lots of fun. But that's what it comes down to. This is when you're talking about jobs, they're low skill. Driving a car is not a high skill job. Some Uber drivers do it better than others, but it's not a high skill job.
That's true. It is all about, it's not just about driving, though. It's also about, you know, being able to talk to people.
No doubt.
Take care of them. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can drive a car and be an a-hole, and I suspect your Uber rating will not do very well.
Shut up. I'm trying to drive.
855-450-3733.
You try to kill us all?
You can join us here. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can comment on the Uber lawsuit or whatever's on
quiet back there.
Coming up, some really wrong predictions about Earth Day. Mark's going to share those. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.